And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. The most beautiful state in the nation. You heard me, the most beautiful state in the nation, Alabama. I'm talking about this show goes like, you know, way on down south of Birmingham and, you know, like way up north of Huntsville. And I'm talking about from Tuscaloosa all the way back east towards Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, all thrown in. I'll tell you who else covers some major ground. ZLA Solutions. ZLA Solutions is doing work for major clients all over North Alabama and beyond. So if you need help with your business, they got all kinds of business and solutions they can help you with, things like quality control, sorting and containment, logistics, warehousing, all of it. But their bread and butter still remains staffing. So ZLA Solutions, they can help you find people. They can help you find the people you need to make your business better. Onesies and twosies, just a special niche, hard-to-find skills. Or they can help you find an entire crew of people to shift a factory or food service or anything. I always say blue collar, white collar, no collar, don't matter. So check them out, ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. That's ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. All right, so we're gonna wind up taking a call here in a minute, but I think they're having to get their signal worked out, so I'll let that ride for a moment. Let me just tell you. Third dipper of the day, and I'm going to make it a short one because I got something else I want to cover, which I think is going to be more fun. But it is amazing to me when you consider what we're dealing with under Bidenomics. 40-year high inflation. Is it a little better right now than it was? Yes, praise God. But prices are still higher now than they were when Biden took office. Massive screw-ups in the supply chain. And then on top of that, you've got stagflation, shrinkflation, all of it tied to Bidenomics. But he's saying it's going great. But yet, if we look at things overall, we have to recognize that the people who actually make a living assessing the economy will tell you it ain't working the way it's supposed to. Case in point, just this week, Fitch Ratings, which is one of the three major credit rating firms, dropped the United States' government creditworthiness down a notch. We as a nation, we're the lead in the world for credit ratings. We've had a AAA assessment now under Fitch for gosh knows how long. Not anymore. We've been downgraded to AA+. When you go from AAA to AA+, it has ripple effects throughout the market. I mean, immediately when this happened, the market began to take about a 7% drop that same afternoon because people are recognizing that suddenly things aren't looking like they're panning out the way Biden wants you to believe they are. I got to point something out. The last time this happened was under Standard & Poor's dropping our rating from AAA down a notch. What year was that? That'd be 2011. Who was vice president? That'd be Biden. Who's president now? That'd be Biden. So do you see a trend? So Obama-Biden White House, we lose our credit rating in 2011. Biden-Harris White House, we lose our credit rating in 2023. So what does this mean to us? When the credit rating drops, certain things happen. For instance, the interest rate paid on national debt goes higher. We wind up spending more money as taxpayers. You also see things like pension funds and other investment plans that hold their investments with high credit ratings, and they drop that portfolio, that piece from their portfolio. So like if a city or a state has a credit rating that sees a credit rating that's too low, they'll pull their investment funds out of those things that might have otherwise been in, and it has a ripple effect across the market. So don't think for a second this is not something that matters. You have to also look at it, what it means with Treasury securities. And I'm no economist. I'm not a financial planner. I'm not going to try to pretend that I am. But I will tell you this. It matters. And it seems to keep happening on Biden's watch. You know, I look at this. This is just a classic example. Biden was in office, Obama Biden, and we had the rapid pullout of Iraq, which created the vacuum that was filled by ISIS, and we had to go back. Then Biden takes office, having learned nothing. He did the rapid pullout from Afghanistan. Immediately, Taliban takes over. Now we're hearing that Al-Qaeda and ISIS are both active in Afghanistan again. Women's rights are in the tank. Everything that was built is just being trashed. All that to say, he doesn't learn his lessons. And why? Because he's never been a leader. He's never had to write a paycheck. He's never had to balance the books. He's never had to take out a credit line to make float. He's never had anything that he's had to be in charge of. He's had 40 years in D.C. of rhetoric without responsibility, and now he's in charge. And we're looking at Bidenomics, the second time on his watch that our AAA assessment of creditworthiness for the government has been dropped. I'm going to step back on the last topic. I see Jeff from Indiana is holding on the line. Jeff Rowe from Indiana talking about guns, I reckon. What you got, brother?
Oh, man, we could talk about a bunch of things you just mentioned. You talk about loaning money to the United States with a credit rating like I got.
Yeah.
I wouldn't give them a dime because you're loaning them money at a lower interest rate than the rate of inflation, so you're actually losing money. So why would you want to do that? That's stupid.
It's a great question. Great question. But, you know, it keeps happening on his watch, too. Have you noticed that?
What doesn't happen on his watch? All thing on his watch is that two little hands goes around in circles. I'm thinking that's the only thing that works on him.
Yeah, his watch, which he checks when they're bringing the flag-draped caskets off the plane.
Exactly.
But
on the gun control stuff now,
yeah.
How in the world can a city council say you can't take guns into this city?
I don't know.
I mean,
I don't think they can.
Let's say I'm going to bar anybody from saying the N-word. If you say the N-word, we're going to arrest you in a town. You know, what's the difference between that and the Second Amendment?
You make a great point. I mean, and if somebody wants to throw an insult or use vulgar language, the point is that unless they're creating actual harm, they have a First Amendment right to use their vulgar language, which I don't like. I don't have to put up with it, but I can't throw them in jail for it. Well, here we are looking at a law-abiding citizen now being told that, well, you're only 19, but I can join the military. Yeah, but you can't own a gun. Wow.
Why isn't this challenged?
Oh, I think it will be, if it's not already. The story I was reading was about 3 weeks old. I feel certain somebody somewhere is going to say something because they can't answer the question right now. What happens if you step across the city limits line, buy a gun, and come back in, and you're only 19? Do you get it taken away? I don't know.
I don't. But and one last word of wisdom here.
Yeah.
You're talking about going after manufacturers for being abused, right?
Right.
Why can't you sue the Fed for all the dirty money and everything? Every crime that's committed with a dollar bill, let's just sue them because they're the one who manufactured it.
Yeah. Now you're trying to talk reason. You're trying to bring common sense into the jackassery.
Well, this is a conservative show, dang it.
All right, Jeff, you have a good weekend, man.
Voters to listen. You have a good one, too, Phil.
We'll see you, buddy.
Thank you.
Oh, I tell you what, let me get a couple of texts, and then we'll take the break, and I'll come back, and I'm going to crack some of y'all up with the 8 ways you can tell that your library is going woke. James from Owens Crossroads, he says, seems like everything is skewed or crooked. For example, my wife has I don't know why we're going with a recipe for chocolate cake. Has a recipe for chocolate cake she got from her grandmother. She's been making this cake for decades, and now the price of the cake mix has not only gone up, but you don't get the amount you used to, so that messes up the recipe, and it took her a while to figure this out. The cake mix doesn't have as much flour in it as it used to, so it messes up the recipe. This is what's really going on. It's everything. The power brokers have skewed everything. So, yeah, what you just described right there, James, is called shrinkflation, believe it or not. They reduce the amount you get in the same size box, and they say that the price didn't change. Oh, yeah, but the content's changed. That's, you're in classic shrinkflation right there, James. Bev from Madison says, with regards to me talking about Biden being in office, he goes, or is it Obama's watch, his third term? Ah, I see what you did there. And then John from Huntsville, I see what you're saying, John, and don't worry a thing about it. All right, listen, we may be taking one caller real quick. I'll take it for the break if it's something we can jump on. Or otherwise, I'll sit right here and just stare at Boomer and try to figure out whether we're taking a call. All right, tell you what, we're taking a break. Taking a break right now. We're going to come right back from that break, and we're going to jump on to how do you know 8 ways you can tell that your library has gone woke. It's a hoot. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. I've got no indications that the roads have any trouble today. So anyway, if y'all are on the go home mode, you're heading down the highway, just be careful on the way home. Have an amazing weekend. I thought it'd be fun to end with something that was a little more lighthearted. I was just during one of the breaks in Boomer Engage this with me, if you will. I just found a list of what Brave Books. You know, Brave Books is that company that sponsors Kirk Cameron.
Yeah, the one that's puts it on all over the nation, or right?
Yeah, the kids' books that are faith, freedom, family, yeah. All that. Mm-hmm. And anyway, they just put out a list of the 8 ways that you can tell that your library has gone woke.
Really?
Yeah. So Brave Books put this out, but Babylon Bee put it out also, which, by the way, Babylon Bee just...
Yes.
Cracks me up. So here you go. You ready?
I'm ready.
8 ways you can tell your library has gone woke. You pass 7 drag queens on your way to the entrance. It's not a good start.
Not a good start.
Not a good start. Passing 7 drag queens on your way to the entrance. Number 2, the lady behind the counter has a full beard. And then it says, and not like your great Aunt Thelma's type of beard. It's like a full beard.
Full beard.
Nice. All right. There's that. Next. The internet at the library blocks harmful explicit sites like the Daily Wire and the Babylon Bee. Can't have that stuff in here. Very, very subtle, it says, but it's still gone woke. Got to watch out poisoning those young kids' minds. Next on the list. Are you ready? They have a monthly Bring Your Furry Night.
Oh, man. I bet the collie's going to show up.
Oh, God. It says for all the boomers out there, which not means you.
Not me, boomer.
Yeah, not baby boomers, not right side boomers. For all the boomers out there, this does not mean bring your dog to the library. Trust us. All right, next. You ready? Every hour, the library staff gathers to whack a Ron DeSantis pinata and burn him in effigy.
Pinata night.
which it points out is usually a bad sign.
Yeah.
Next on the list. You ready?
Yeah.
James and the Giant Peach. Remember that book?
Yeah.
James and the Giant Peach has been replaced by James and the Irreversible Genital Surgery. That's awful. That's bad.
That's terrible.
And it says, spoiler alert, it's not a happy ending. that's a dark sense of humor right there.
That's horrible.
Next on the list, how do you tell your library has gone woke? There's a stripper pole in the story time section. That's pretty concerning, it points out.
That would be bad, guys.
I'm just saying, these are classic ways to figure out that your library has gone woke. Or how about this? Number 8 on the list, how do you tell your library has gone woke? There's a strict ban on food, drink, and Kirk Cameron. It says if you witnessed any of the red flags above, you better keep an eye on what your kids are bringing home from the library.
You know, I bet the ruffians out there could come up with funnier things than that.
Oh, if somebody else can text in, you know, additional ways you can tell your library has gone woke, we would be interested to hear what those are. But it was just you know, something that was too good to pass up. What other ways could there be? How can you tell your library has gone woke?
What about...
nothing but Prius parking in the parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
Bad sign.
You can't park. Cookbooks are made from genetically modified.
Vegan-only cookbooks.
There you go.
Oh, God. Yeah, okay. You can't check out books that have guns in them. I don't know. I mean, there's got to be – there's any number of ways. There's a number of ways. Text messages, roughly in. Just texting in says, good week, guys. We appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you very much. JT from Lacey Springs says, music in the he says the music playing in the library is Dude Looks Like a Lady, which, by the way, actually has a great guitar solo in it. John from Huntsville is hang on a second. You got a caller from? No, okay. John from Huntsville says he's a little disappointed in your performance today, Boomer.
Ah, oh, man, John,
you were exceptionally quiet.
It was a Friday.
You were exceptionally quiet.
I was exceptionally quiet today.
He was screening lots of callers.
I was.
He was saving us from getting FCC violations today. It's true. He says, I'm a little disappointed in Boomer's performance today, which did not even consist of a joke or a stupid story. However, he did play the home fry sound effect twice.
I did. So, and the Jack Astory.
And you did that too, Jack
Astory. I did
that one,
just That's at right. the end, yeah.
He says, so you get a solid A.
Okay. He says,
Phil, you are absolutely fantastic today. Let me read it slow for you. You ready? Phil, you are absolutely fantastic today. But I did have to take off one point. Every time you said the evil word, you still get an A+. But the winner today is Emily from Moms for Liberty, who gets an A++. I do not dispute. I'm proud to be behind Emily for that very reason. other ways, people are already texting in. How can you tell that your library's gone woke? Kenneth from Somerville says there's a full-size picture of Nancy Pelosi on the wall. I can see that.
Roughly Ann says from Huntsville, she's the alphabet is out of order.
I get it. TL from Huntsville says the complimentary coffee service gets replaced with Bud Light.
That was great. Who said that?
TL from Huntsville.
Oh man, that was good.
Chris from Madison says the U.S. Constitution is in the fiction section. These people are better than us. They should host the show.
Wow.
John from Huntsville says rainbow and snowflake decorations are everywhere. Yes, that's already happening. Wow, that's hilarious.
There must be litter boxes everywhere, too.
Oh, in the bathrooms, there's litter boxes. Yes. I feel certain that's a clear indication your library has gone woke. Oh, my gosh. Brian from Huntsville did text in, by the way, in response to Jeff from Indiana. I love it when our listeners respond to each other. Yeah. To Jeff from Indiana. Damage from a dollar bill. Yep, this administration has made them all counterfeit. There you go. Just responding to Jeff from Indiana. Rob from Decatur, all the books are replaced with back issues of Cosmo. Oh, my gosh. Well, listen, hey, folks, in case you didn't hear, you're on drive home mode right now. If you're in drive home mode right now and you're wondering what's happening with tomorrow, I will go ahead and announce it one more time. We were proud to be in the fray this week on the question of the Moms for Liberty, Brave Books, Kirk Cameron, and Riley Gaines having an event at the Madison Public Library. It was on, it was off, it is back on. So if you have any thoughts at all about going tomorrow, just know this. The doors open at 9:30 at the Madison Public Library. The event starts at 10. They have capped the number of people at the library location at 225, and they will be counting heads as they walk in the door. So get there early if you want to get in. But I'll also tell you this, they have arranged for a second location, and Kirk Cameron and Riley Gaines will come and read their books in both locations. So that is huge. Big win for Moms for Liberty. Big win for the community, in my opinion. And this is what happens, people, when the good guys get engaged. I'm just telling you, If you stay in the fight, if you're willing to get out there and get busy, if you're willing to put your name on the line, we can make a difference. Because like Charlene says all the time, there's a lot more of us than there are of them. By God, have a good weekend. We will see you Monday.